Hey all, this is Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis's Family Devotion Podcast. This is Pastor Christopher Stout with my family. Today we're going to read 2 Kings chapter 5 and consider the faith and confession of a little girl, of a little child. Before we're going to do that, we're going to bless ourselves together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from 2 Kings chapter 5. When Elisha was a prophet in Israel, the king of Syria had as the commander of his army a truly great man whose name was Naaman. Naaman was a mighty warrior and a noble man, but he was a leper. Now, the Syrians were still the enemies of Israel, and some of their soldiers had raided Israel and brought away a number of prisoners to be slaves in Syria, and one of them was a
little girl.
One day that
little girl
said to her mistress, "Oh, I wish that my lord Naaman could see the prophet that lives in Samaria. I am sure he would be able to make him well again." Now, someone heard that
a little girl
say this and went in and told Naaman about it. The king heard too and decided to send Naaman to the king of Israel with a letter. When the king of Israel opened the letter, this is what he read. "With this letter, I am sending to you my general Naaman so that you can have him cured of his leprosy." The king was shocked to read it. He thought the Syrian king was asking him to do something impossible just to be able to pick a fight with Israel if Naaman was not cured. News of this was taken to Elisha. And Elisha sent back the message to the king saying, "Why is the king upset about this? Send the Syrian to me and he will learn that there is a prophet of God in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots at the door to Elisha's house, but the prophet did not come to speak to them. He sent out his messenger Gehazi instead to tell Naaman to go and dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River. Naaman was a very proud man, and this made him very angry. "Surely the prophet could have come and prayed over me, touched the leprous place, and made me well," he said. And he turned away in rage, ready to go back home. But there was one of Naaman's servants who was more sensible. He pleaded with the great man, "Why don't you go and wash in the Jordan and wash yourself as he had said?" So, and this is a part here that we're going to sing, because one of the saints that we are connected with here at Mount Calvary wrote something. We're going to sing together, 2 Kings chapter 5:14, together. "So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of a man of God. And his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." 2 Kings 5:14. So Naaman went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then Naaman went back to Elisha with all of his party of the men and said, "Now I know there is no other God on earth except the God of Israel." Now there's so many wonderful comforts that this text can bring to us. You know, we could speak about holy baptism, that the Jordan River washed Naaman clean, not because the water itself, but because God had attached his word to that water. Certainly not just the Jordan River can do such great things, but God with the Jordan River can do such great things. We could talk about how God works in so many ways that are humble and that some people don't like how lowly and humble they look. Naaman wished that there would be some great magic thing that Elisha would have done, and he was mad when he was only told to go wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times. But the one thing that maybe you can highlight with your family is the gift of faith and confession of none other than a
little girl.
A little girl. You know, our Lord says, with a heart one believes, and with the mouth one confesses. And as you're doing these family devotions with your family, as you're taking your children to church, as you bring your children to holy baptism, as you pray for your children when they are in bed, This is working faith in your little children. What a wonderful gift that is. And with the heart one believes, and with the mouth one confesses. And that the reason that that Elisha was able from God to tell Naaman to go and wash himself in the Jordan seven times was because of the faith and of the confession of a
little girl.
Of a little girl. Our children in the church and our children in our family encourage us in the faith as well. When they pray with us, when they sing with us, and when they pray for us, my faith is encouraged. There is no such thing as an insignificant person in the family of our Lord, in the family of the Holy Christian Church.
And I find such joy in the fact that
that little girl
just believed so adamantly that this was going to happen. She said, "Oh, I wish that you could go see the prophet that I know, because he could cure you." She knew, and the reason she knew is because she had heard that from someone. Someone had taught her that, and she just believed. Oh, to have the faith like a little child, that if the Lord tells me this, if my pastor tells me this, I just believe it. That's such a great thing that this little girl teaches us.
So this little girl teaches us to keep pressing on, to keep saying our prayers, to keep going to church, to keep bringing people to church so that they might receive God's word and the body and blood of Christ. This keeps helping us be encouraged to just keep doing these things. For with the heart one believes, and with the mouth one confesses. These are not insignificant things, and through these things, our Lord is working through them. And that little girl teaches us this, and so do the older people in congregations as well. We thank God for you the opportunity to teach this little lesson about one amazing
little girl
who has an even more amazing God that she believes, and with her mouth she confesses. So we'll sing again, 2 Kings chapter 5:14.
So he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14.